Iraq is playing follow the leader with neighboring Syria. The gospel reaches a nation of oppression, and Europe Outreach is all about relationships. Stay tuned to these stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Rising sectarian violence is putting Iraq on the path of civil war. Sunni Islamist militants are killing civilians to invoke revenge on the Shiite government. Violence has been going up since April. Nearly 900 people were killed last month. Voice of the Martyrs Canada works alongside the church in Baghdad. Spokesman Greg Musselman says their partner told him the last few weeks have been especially bad.
There's no longer rumors of war. War is here. There is the Shia-Sunni issue that's happening there, but also the church has been so decimated and it's become so small. And before the First World War, it was about 20% of the population in the Middle East was Christian. Now it's anywhere between 2 and 4% and shrinking.
Want to know the best way you can help? It's easy. Pray.
There's a number of things I think that we can pray for, but the number one thing is that fear would not overtake our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Next, the numbers have tallied 357 dead from last week's Pakistan earthquake. Baptist Global Response continues to send aid to the survivors, but some areas are hard to reach. In addition, helicopters carrying aid have come under attack. Pray for the safety of the relief teams and for God's love and mercy to be made known to families in need. For the full update on this disaster or to send aid, visit us online at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. An evangelical humanitarian organization has new leadership. Kind of, and he's talking about the partial U.S. government shutdown. Food for the Hungry's U.S. President Dave Evans stepped down so he could go back to the field in Africa. That decision forced the FH board to do something, says the new U.S. president, Keith Wright.
The board decided to combine our international and U.S. oversight leadership. So I've been doing the international side, which is our kind of global strategic direction and all that with our U.S. operation.
The change was announced this week as the U.S. government shutdown began. Will that affect FH? Wright says,
we don't expect any negative impact in the short term. Anything could happen if this drags on for a long, long time. And I think, you know, Wall Street would say the same thing. But as it stands now, our commitments are safe.
FH works with churches, leaders, and families in 30 countries to end physical and spiritual hunger. Support them at our website. Meanwhile, there are endless examples of God's people overcoming oppression. A recent Vision Beyond Borders trip proves that a closed socialist country is no exception. With God's help, the team was able to bring Bibles and other materials through an unbelievably strict customs process. Pray these items help Christians persevere under this country's conditions. Want to go on a trip like this? Get details and sign-up information at our website. And church may look different in the United Kingdom if evangelicals hope to reach the lost in what's being called a post-Christian nation. Johnny Winkle with the Mission Society spent a year there. He used the Alpha Course to provide opportunities to talk about Christ.
It creates a welcoming space for non-believers to come in, ask questions, meet believers, hear testimonies of who Jesus is, hear the authenticity of the Bible. Just get some of that evidence.
Winkle says many people have been hurt by the church there. He says the church may need to be recreated.
In such a way that it meets people where they are, where people can come in and have a conversation around the table, get into a Bible study, and just through those relationships, lead them into the believing and worshiping communities.
These are cross-cultural principles. If you'd like more information about the Mission Society, we'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up to get our free e-news blast. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill out your email address at the bottom, and voila, you're all signed up. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.